He spied no campfire that night. Instead of the welcoming orange glow of burning wood, Tim glimpsed a cold green light as he approached the end of the Ironwood Trail. It flickered and sometimes disappeared, but it always came back, strong enough to cast shadows that seemed to slither around his feet like snakes. The trail, faint now because the only ruts were those made by the wagons of Big Ross and Big Kells, swept left to skirt an ancient ironwood with a trunk bigger than the largest house and tree. 100 paces beyond this curve, the way forward ended in a clearing. There was the crossbar, and there was the sign. Tim could read every word, for above it, suspended in midair by virtue of wings beating so rapidly they were all but invisible, was the Sig. He stepped closer, all else forgotten in the wonder of this exotic vision. The Sig was no more than 4 inches tall. She was naked and beautiful. It was impossible to tell if her body was as green as the glow it gave off, for the light around her was fierce. Yet he could see her welcoming smile, and knew she was seeing him very well, even though her upturned, almond-shaped eyes were pupilless. Her wings made a steady, low, purring sound. Of the Covenant Man, there was no sign. The Sig spun in a playful circle, then dived into the branches of a bush. Tim felt a tingle of alarm, imagining those gauzy wings torn apart by thorns, but she emerged unharmed, rising in a dizzy spiral to a height of 50 feet or more, as high as the first upreaching ironwood branches, before plunging back down, right at him. Tim saw her shapely arms cast out behind her, making her look like a girl who dives into a pool. He ducked, and as she passed over his head close enough to stir his hair, he heard laughter. It sounded like bells coming from a great distance. He straightened up cautiously and saw her returning, now somersaulting over and over in the air. His heart was beating fiercely in his chest. He thought he had never seen anything so lovely. She flew above the crossbar, and by her firefly light, he saw a faint and mostly overgrown path leading into the endless forest. She raised one arm, the hand at the end of it glowing with green fire, beckoned to him. Enchanted by her otherworldly beauty and welcoming smile, Tim did not hesitate, but at once ducked beneath the crossbar with never a look at the last two words on his dead father's sign. Traveler, beware.